Thanks again today for joining us as we continue this month to look at the home as God would have it. Today we specifically look again to the role of husband and the role that he needs to have in showing the proper amount of love to his wife. Today, if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to open to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Where there, beginning in verse 25, Paul describes to us four kinds of love that we as husbands need to have for our wives in showing us the relationship that Christ has to his church. Beginning in verse 25, Paul says that our first kind of love needs to be a sacrificial love. As Christ was willing to give himself for the church, so we need to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for our wives. This we do in sacrificing certain desires or certain wants that we might have for her betterment, because we love her once again. And if it even came to the point, God forbid, that we would even have to sacrifice our own lives, we would be willing to do so because we love her as God has commanded us to. You love your wife in this sacrificial way, men? Does she know that you love her this way? In verses 26 and 27, Paul there goes on to describe the second kind of love that we need to have, and that is a purifying love. That is, a love that conducts itself in such a way that we would keep ourselves pure only for her. We would conduct ourselves in such a way that would bring her glory and honor. That it would be such a way that she would be pleased with the way that we are conducting ourselves. The third kind of love he describes there in verse 28, and it is a caring love. And this is a kind of love that sometimes we as men find it difficult to show. But it's a nourishing love. Sometimes it seems consciously or subconsciously, we might think of our wife as just some kind of housekeeper. She's the one who does our dishes and cleans our laundry, and she keeps up and takes care of the home and takes care of our children. Husbands, this isn't the way our wife needs to be looked at by us. This isn't the kind of love that Paul demands of us here to show to our wife. We need to care for her. We need to support her. We need to nourish her and be there for her and all that she needs. Why? Because we love her. Because she's there for us and she gives us what we need. And finally there in verse 31, Paul describes the fourth kind of love that we need to have for our wife, and that is an unbreakable love. Jesus is so committed to me. He loves me. He's committed to all of us. Because we are his children, those who have obeyed his gospel, those who are members of his church. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. My friend, he is totally committed, and that's the kind of love that we need to always be showing to our wives. Again, I ask, does she know that you are totally 100% committed to her? Are you showing her the kind of love that she needs you to? Once again, this isn't my command or anybody else's command. These are commands given to us directly from God. Love your wife as Christ also loved the church. Be there for her. Be all that she needs you to be because God commands you to be.